Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dyan and Troy Hall. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you may be across this wonderful country of ours. My name is Jason Dias. This is the Radio Free Credit Union Show. It is radio, it is free, and it is all about what is hot and happening in credit unions. And of course, I am joined, as always, by the co-host, the Chief Operating Officer, the COO of South Carolina Federal Credit Union, Mr. Troy Hall. How are you this morning, sir?
I am fine for a freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. It's pretty freaky. We are broadcasting live from the offices of MAPS Credit Union in beautiful downtown Salem, Oregon. It's our first remote. I want to start by thanking Jill Nowacki and a whole crew here at MAPS Credit Union, and Justin, their ever-present IT gentleman who came in here and got me all hooked up and ready to go on the show. And we're looking forward to a big show today. We've got our monthly segment with the editrix of the CU Times, Sarah Cook. And then, of course, we've got our big guest closing out our sizzling summer CU spectacular, Tony Battelle, with Cuddle. And he must be a big guest because the board is lighting up with listeners. We are on our way to a record audience this morning, and they want to know what's hot and happening in the credit union world. And so what I want to do is go right to our monthly guest, Sarah Says, who is going to tell us what she thinks is hot and happening in the credit union world out there. And as we always do, you the Fleetwood Mac, you the editor of the CU Times, enjoy this, one of my favorite songs. That's right, Never Change, Never Stop. Sarah, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Jason?
It is great to have you on the show. As we do every month, we throw the show to you, turn over the reins of the show to you by saying, what does Sarah say? What is the hot topics out there in the credit union world, according to Sarah?
I appreciate you putting that kind of faith in me every month to last for, you know, 3-5
well,
minutes.
Since we can't put it in the co-host, we got to put it in the guest.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. And what happened to the fact that I got to say good morning to Sarah?
I'm just sitting here waiting for you to say something, so please, by all means, greet our guest.
Sarah, how are you today?
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. So now, I get to say, Sarah, so what say you?
Oh, well, first I say that I get your silver handcuff, I mean parachute now. But August tends to be a slower time for news between summer vacations and Washington, D.C., basically going on recess between NCUA and Capitol Hill. But this August has not been disappointing. First, two points I want to make, really the big news this month. There's a very tiny credit union, Cap Outside Credit Union in Dallas, down where Jason is, or near where Jason
is. Republic thereof.
Absolutely. And they're really raising a stink over the NCUA liquidating this credit union. Basically what happened was the credit union had become insolvent. Its capital dipped below 1.9%. The NCUA decided to liquidate the credit union, which there's some controversy as to whether the credit union and another credit union, Hope Community Credit Union, were able to reach an agreement or not on a merger. According to the agency, the two credit unions couldn't come to terms on a merger. According to Cap Alpha Psi Credit Union, the agency stopped the process was holding up the process, and Hope Community has not gotten back to us, other than to say they were at one time in merger talks with the credit union. So it's very interesting. There's a lawsuit where Kappa Alpha Psi is suing the NCUA for not allowing them to provide a defense of themselves as to why the credit union should not have been liquidated. In the original hearing, the judge had said, well, I can't stop this anyway. The NCUA essentially has final say on whether a credit union exists or not, and which is going to provide huge implications, particularly in the financial state of many of the credit unions in the country right now. It really raises questions as to, you know, if a part of the executive branch is overstepping its bounds. And I'm not saying the NCUA is, because they issued several letters of understanding and agreement to this credit union, as well as other regulatory measures against the credit union, informally and formally. But if a piece of the executive branch is overstepping its bounds and the judge can't stop this liquidation, then NCUA is the credit union's god, essentially. So there is definitely one big question for the credit union movement, you know, beyond NCUA. You know, if a credit union is liquidated, who has any kind of say? And you know, the NCUA, as we all know, has been almost every Friday night, I'm looking to see if a credit union again has been liquidated. You know, definitely something to be watching and following this lawsuit. Now, the NCUA is supposed to be filing a briefing on Monday in the court. So, we'll continue following this case.
Do you think that they've overstepped their boundaries, Sarah?
In this situation, I'm not sure that's the case. Just looking, not any particular insider knowledge, but looking at the credit union's financial problems, it doesn't appear that way. Apparently, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but there were a large percentage of their auto loans in particular were in default. They had, I think it was a 25% overall delinquency rate.
Sarah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you,
do you think, I mean, the NCUA has always had this sort of power and authority, so do you think that it's just that because they enacted it now that the credit union has said, whoa, wait a minute, I can't believe you're really now going to go through with it? Or what might be the case? I mean, because I don't think that's a surprise that the NCUA has had this sort of authority.
Right. I think now that somebody is actually challenging it is what makes it a particularly bigger question. There were other instances where the NCUA's authority has been challenged. If you recall back to 2005, again, in Texas, you guys all like stirring up trouble down there. 2005, there were, I think it was a couple credit unions wanted to convert to mutual savings banks.
Yep.
To the NCUA to be able to do so. Yes, and the judge ruled that NCUA is what
I remember very, very well.
Arbitrary and capricious. However, this is a liquidation, so it's a little bit different. I just think it's a bigger issue now, in particular, one, because this credit union is actually challenging it, and smaller credit unions in particular, and community development credit unions in particular, have felt that between the assessments from the NCUA and what some have termed a lack of understanding of how community development credit unions actually function, that smaller credit unions are bearing a larger brunt these days, and somebody has said enough is enough. Whether they're right or not in this particular instance, I question. But they have the national.
We'll be keeping up with the story, and we'll be keeping track of what you have to say about it. And as always, you guys are on top of this. I get the updates every day in my inbox, and I'm curious too. You know, it's kind of an interesting issue of, you know, like Troy said, they've always had this authority, but this little credit union now seems to be like they're not taking it, and it's kind of an interesting story to watch. And with everybody else, we'll be watching it and seeing what you guys have to say about it.
Absolutely great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We look forward. We look forward to seeing you next month at the end of September. And everybody, don't forget, at the last Friday of the month, you can tune in and find out exactly what Sarah says. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Oh, it sounded like somebody put their finger on the 45 there.
You're the poet in my heart.
All right.
Never change.
Well, Jason, that was really enlightening. I'm really glad Sarah brought that up. That
I love that segment.
I
love that segment because she just is so dialed in. She's connected to everything and everybody, and I defer to her opinion on a lot of this stuff because I can't keep up with the fact. And Troy, you know, you get this 100 news stories every day. You can't keep up with all of it. And Sarah's a lot of big news stories this month. I know she's been dealing with a lot of stuff, so we appreciate her taking some time out of her day. Troy, I want to tell you a quick story about in getting ready for the show with Cuddle. I spoke to one of their employees who has an 11-and-a-half-year-old son who joined New Vision Credit Union down in Southern California when they came out to visit his sixth-grade class at a Sunrise Christian Academy. And, you know, the young guy, 11 years old, he opens his little account, and he's depositing his allowance and stuff like that. His parents are helping him out here and there. And then one day, he goes into the branch. He's old enough, he thinks, to do it by himself. So he goes in there to deposit some $40 in allowance and money and stuff like that. And apparently this credit union, New Vision, just put on the dog for him. They sat him down. They treated him like he was a million-dollar private banking customer at the credit union with a $40 deposit. They gave him all kinds of cool beach gear. They thanked him. And then they sent him in the mail a letter addressed to him from the credit union, from the person that helped him. And he just, he's locked into that credit union now forever. And the interesting part of the story was his dad was like, think about it. When this young guy needs a car in 6 or 7 years, he's just going to automatically think about that credit union. And I thought that was just a great story about how the branch is still relevant, the outreach that credit unions do in schools is still relevant, but most of all, when kids hit that 15, 16 age range, as I'm sure you experienced, they still want their wheels. And so
absolutely,
I think that's a great segue into our guest today, Tony Battelle with Cuddle, who is obviously out there running credit union direct lending and is in the car business. A big part of any credit union is their auto lending. And so we are very, very happy to welcome to the Radio Free Air, Tony Battelle. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks, Jason. Good morning, Jason. Good afternoon, Troy.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome.
That's right. It is morning for me, even in the central time zone when I do this show, but it is really morning for me here in beautiful downtown Salem, Oregon. All right. Well, listen, I said the first thing I want to do since we have Tony on the air is I want to ask everybody, Troy and Tony, what was your first car? Troy, what was your first car?
A 1967 Buick Skylark.
Oh, nice. Okay. And Tony, how about you?
You know, mine was a 1970 Blue Maverick Three on the tree.
Oh my God.
Financed it with my credit union, even $600.
$600. My first car was a 1972 Toyota Celica 4-speed GT, and I too got that at Randolph Brooks Credit Union. It was the first loan my mom had ever gotten. She co-signed it for me, $1,000 signature loan, and the car was $600. And when he gave me the $400 to put in my account, I thought I was Scarface. I thought I was the richest kid at Judson High School. So
you still think you're Scarface.
I'm dressed like Scarface today. I've got on a black pinstripe suit. I've got my collar out. I'm feeling very, very Tony Montana. So, Tony, thank you so much for making some time to visit with us on the Radio Free Credit Union show. And I wanted to start with this question. I always, in my presentations, I talk about how history is. History is dealing you a set of circumstances that you can either ignore or that you can react to. And history gives you an opportunity to change with it or get changed by it. To me, it seems like the history right now is that banks and other lenders have re-entered the auto lending marketplace in a very strong fashion in 2010 with a little help from the federal government. What should credit unions be looking to do to compete with their resurgence and grow market share success?
Well, you know, I think the challenge today with credit unions is, you know, a lot of the economy and a lot of the regulators that are making it even more challenging, I think, for them to do things. There's a lot of, I'd call it kind of paralysis going on out there. But I think there's a lot of credit unions that are ready to, as I say, get back into the market. And what we're recommending credit unions do is, first of all, when things are going great, it's hard for them to really look at things and try to do things better. But today, I think they really need to look at all the pieces of their auto lending business, whether it's direct or indirect, and look at how it's operating, see if there's a way to make it more efficient, and to look at the marketplace and do some analysis on the marketplace to determine where they can compete. Because you're right, the banks have come in, but there's a lot of teaser rates going on out there, and I think that credit unions do have an opportunity to compete, and we're seeing a lot of credit unions now get much more serious and retooling their systems to get back into auto lending in a bigger way.
And is this one of the reasons why you may have added a number of new solutions and some of those online tools that you have,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you have the Auto Smart program.
Yes, Cuddle Auto Smart is the it's our way to, you know, there's what we call indirect is really about signing up new members, and direct loans are still where you can either make a loan directly to a member at a branch or make a direct loan to a current member at a branch or at a dealership. And we're trying to get credit unions that really, there is a higher risk level when you're doing new member signups and a lot less risk when you're dealing with your existing member base. And many credit unions are starting to get their, you know, using AutoSmart as one of the tools to get their members before they even buy the car, get them in the shopping process, try to get them pre-approved before they even go to the dealer. And really the whole goal of AutoSmart is to try to get 90% of the transaction really completed before they get to the dealers, to have a much higher chance of getting a loan.
Tell us how the AutoSmart program can actually help out the credit unions.
Well, again, I think it's that very thing. It's trying to, the goal is, you know, we call it right car, right loan, and it's really trying to marry that process, which probably 80-90%, and of course all younger people today that are looking for cars go online first, and there's a lot of sites to go to, but there's very few sites that have the loan embedded with the whole process, and that's what we've been working on. And you know, some of the new tools that we have coming out are really trying to get the pre-approval and the loan and make sure that the financing is part of the whole decision process as you look at different cars on this website, build out either new cars or look at used cars. We have over 600,000 in cars of inventory from over 4,000 dealers on this website right now.
Wow.
I think it's only second to third to Auto Trader and Cars.com.
Wow. Well, we're visiting with Tony Vitale. He is the president and CEO of Credit Union Direct Lending, better known in the credit union marketplace as Cuddle. And he's joining us today on the Radio Free Air to talk about Cuddle and AutoSmart and a lot of their new and exciting innovations.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about is specifically your AutoSmart iPhone app, because I know that will probably just really sing to that generation that we typically promote and talk about on this show. So talk to us a little about the iPhone app and maybe how it's going, or at least, you know, where is it in the process? Is anything like that to give us some idea?
Yeah, the iPhone app is something that just came out in the last month or so that we developed. It's really a mini version of the AutoSmart with one kind of key thing that we've put in there, which again is trying to get the financing again of the credit union real visible to the member. And again, I think you're right. It's probably being downloaded much more by younger members. There's several thousand downloads already. The interesting thing about it is that we're seeing, because you can track once they do download the app, who they're, you know, what are the dealers they're calling using this app, you know, just the leads that they're sending out are very easy to follow. But the key thing, of course, and it makes sense, anytime you download an iPhone app, it's because you want to use it. And when they're using it, they're looking for a car and they're looking for a loan at the same time. So it's really key to have credit unions that look at what's going on with the downloads via their website, their Cuddle AutoSmart website, and trying to follow those apps and make sure that they're connecting with those members, because they're likely using them out there. It does have, if they want to upload their pre-approvals into our system, they actually only have to put in their first and last name, the last four digits of their Social Security number, and they can see what financing they're approved for already at their dealership or at their credit union.
Oh, that is really cool. And just so you know, I do have the AutoSmart app on my iPad. I'm looking at it right now. It is very, very cool. And Tony, please stay with us. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And Troy has another question for you about some comments with the, again, our friends at the NCUA. And so we'll be right back.
So
we are back with Tony Patel with Cuddle. Go ahead, Troy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, man. Okay, so Tony, we talked a little bit about the NCUA in the beginning of the show with our friend Sarah. So one of the things that I'm curious about is Debbie Matz has been very outspoken about the perils of third-party indirect lending programs. I mean, really, it's the mainstay of what you actually do. So how does your company deal with those? You know, with the comments that she makes them verbally. They're printed. They're all over the place in the news. So how do you really help encourage credit unions to still work with you in the face of NCUA saying, you better be careful who you work with?
Right, right. Well, NCUA, I think, you know, has concerns about a lot of loan types right now, indirect being a big one. And in some ways, I think they're very it's very correct. They should be warning credit unions that it is more there's more risk in it, and they have to have more risk management. But I think, you know, if you look at all the information that comes out of NCUA as far as, you know, the challenges that are going on in the marketplace right now, there isn't a loan type that they would want to have credit unions make. I mean, mortgages are very risky right now. You know, MBLs are very risky. The, you know, indirect autos are. And I think the reality in talking to NCUA at different levels over the years, the thing I've gotten out of it is that, you know, indirect lending isn't bad. Bad indirect lending is bad, and I think they would agree with that. That the fact that, you know, how cars are sold and financed, 83% of them, according to J.D. Powers, are done at the dealership. So, you know, if you cut that out and say that, you know, you just can't do it, or we don't want you to, you know, even look at it, I think would be a really mistake. And I think there's you know, an interest now from NCUA actually to have more diversity beyond mortgages and auto in loan portfolios of credit unions. So there might even be, you know, some more, you know, again, I don't think they're going to ever go out there and endorse, you know, everybody ought to do indirect lending, but I think they are going to say, they are going to agree that if you do it right, and we've got several credit unions that have had exams by NCUA here recently where they had no comments from them on the way out the door, and they're very big indirect lenders, and they said, you've got the risk management practices in place. And that's some of the products that we're bringing out too, is more risk management type pieces that help mitigate the risk and help credit unions manage all that.
Well, notwithstanding, I'm sorry, Troy, go ahead.
I think you're right, and I think the one thing that you said in that piece, I mean, you said a lot of really good things, but the one thing I'll center on is doing it right. And I think that realistically, what the NCUA has to do is actually bring forward this to caution credit unions to make sure that they are not just simply being laissez-faire about what they do, that they take responsibility for it, they find a good partner, whether it be a third-party partner or whether it becomes something that they decide to do themselves or whatever the program be, but they be responsible for what they do and just don't simply hand it off to somebody else.
Right. And also, you know, there is some of that where, you know, it's easy to blame somebody else, too, if they do that. And, again, that's just part of, you know, like you said, take responsibility. It's, you know, whether it's Cuddle or any other program out there, or doing it yourself. I mean, you're using the tools to manage the risk that's involved in indirect lending, and you need to do it right.
Absolutely.
Well, we have got 5 minutes left in the show, and I wanted to ask one last question of Tony. Despite the admonitions of our good buddies at the NCUA, I know credit unions know how to, you know, look up information about Cuddle and AutoSmart and all the tremendous products and solutions you have out there. But what credit unions really like to hear are testimonials and success stories. What is one of your favorite success stories that you've had with AutoSmart or working with Cuddle from a credit union that you can think of working with here someplace in the United States?
Well, we do have over 700 credit unions that use Cuddleauto Smart, and they customize it. They have opt-in and opt-out features. So a lot of them, we've got some credit unions that use it and don't do indirect at all. American Airlines Credit Union would be a good example of that. They simply use it as a tool to help their members shop for cars. They still have their members come back to the branches. But a credit union that really did a great job with basically both the indirect and direct kind of aspects of how do you sign up new members, but also how do we really capture our existing members at the dealership, was University of Wisconsin Credit Union. And we actually have you could download it from our Cuddle.com website, a white paper that we did on their credit union and the success that they had after they implemented both their direct member loans went up as well as their indirect loans. And again, they had very specific dealers that they worked with on the new members and had different risk management approaches for those, but they saw a tremendous increase in both of those types of loans. And I think that's what Troy mentioned and what I think we preach all the time. It's basically making sure you're not just looking at the front end part of the loan process. You're looking at it all the way through, from the marketing all the way through to what you'd have to do at some point is, you know, repossess a car and remarket it, and look at all those aspects of it and make sure that you're doing them right.
That's really great. Tony, we really appreciate you being with us on the show today. And as usual, I just like to take a quick think back through to some of the comments you made. I mean, just really, really great stuff. But, you know, so you've really talked to us about credit unions making sure they understand their marketplace so they know how they can leverage that marketplace with this particular product, which really contributes a lot to the credit union's bottom line, certainly this lending, and it provides great access to members to be able to go to dealerships and actually be able to do these transactions. You've offered a lot of tools available to our folks through new solutions, online tools, certainly the Auto Smart, your pre-approval campaign manager. You've talked a little bit about that. I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about making sure that you do the program right, and that you get good support and you take ownership and accountability. So with all of that being said, and now some folks are going to want to find you to ask you more information, how do they get in touch with you?
To just look at go to Cuddle.com to look at any of the things that we do. If they want to talk to me, it's Tony.Boutelle, Boutelle, at Cuddle.com.
Excellent.
Well, listen, Tony, I know you're a busy guy. You know we're big fans of Cuddle. Myself and the musicians thought you guys put on a great show out in Vegas. We love what you guys do. You know, I talked earlier about Alex, that 11-and-a-half-year-old who's maybe 5 or 6 years from needing a car. And, you know, New Vision has basically got him in their back pocket when he does. And I think that car ownership and its connection with, you know, we all remember our first car. And I think that's going to be one of those 20th century things that finds its way as a holdover in the 21st century. We really, really appreciate what you do and wish you continued success over at Cuddle.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show, and I totally agree with you. I think more tools that credit unions need to focus on is, you know, online tools that work with these new members, because they are not probably going to go into branches like the young gentleman did. My kids have never been to a branch, so I think that's a very good point.
Well, listen, you have a great, great weekend, and again, we wish you well and continued success, and I hope to see you soon out there.
All right. Thank you much.
Take care.
All right.
So, Jason, where does our time go, buddy?
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Boutelle, I do not know. I wish I could tell you. The show flies by. With a minute left, Troy, I just wanted to tell you, I think in some ways I've been fortunate that I was given the God-given gift of the spoken word. But I must tell you, in the trial of 1,000 years, I could not describe to you in the audience the absolute majestic, jaw-dropping, awe-inspiring beauty that I witnessed last night on my drive from Bandon, Oregon, up here to Salem. Driving along the Umpqua River at night with an almost full moon coming through the high-soaring pine trees out here. I expected to pass the twilight to walk out at the Dutch Brothers coffee shop and welcome me back to Interstate 5. So I want to thank again MAPS Credit Union here in beautiful downtown Salem for letting us do our first remote. And Troy, yes, I'm looking forward to talking to you again next week, and you have a great weekend as well.
All right. Thank you, Jason. You too.
All right. We got 10 seconds left, everybody. Have a great, great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you back here next week, same time, same place, on the Radio Free Credit Union show. Thanks for working. Love you guys.